KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Powell Harbor Tribe is looking for an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is looking for an EMS director. The Idago Tribe of King Cove is looking for a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time Pull-Tab sales clerk. Aleutian Housing Authority is hiring a lead carpenter for King Cove. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. APIA is in need of a family advocate for Sandpoint, a cultural preservation specialist and a family advocate for King Cove, a family advocate for Falls Pass, and a cultural preservation specialist for Akutan. Community announcements. Sandpoint, the next pop-off market will be January 19th at 4 p.m. You can contact Jade for a table. And King Cove and Sandpoint, basketball continues this week as the Eagles fly over to King Cove to take on the T-Jacks, and the Rookies head over to Sandpoint to take on the Lady Eagles. You can tune into that live here on KSDP, or you can go watch for free, courtesy of KSDP. And today is January 15th, 2025. Happy birthday to Sean Aleel, Lillian Bear, Colby Leal, and Paulette Larson. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Exploring science in the sea. The parrotfish is like a house cleaner who does a great job of keeping things tidy, but sometimes breaks a glass. You want to keep them around, but you just wish they'd be a little less destructive. For the parrotfish, the houses are coral reefs. They clean tiny organisms off the coral, keeping the coral healthy. But they also chip off pieces of the coral. If they chip away too much, they can damage the coral. Parrotfish have strong teeth. They grind up the coral they chip off, then poop it out as grains that can wash up on the beach as white sand. The scraping can scar the hard coral, the skeleton created by the living organisms inside, known as polyps. In many cases, the coral heals as new polyps move in, but in others, the coral can collapse. And if too many corals are destroyed, an entire reef can suffer. Researchers spent a decade studying the coral-parrotfish relationship in four regions of the Caribbean Sea. They looked at individual corals, complete reefs, and wider areas that encompass many reefs. They also studied the parrotfish populations. They found that more parrotfish generally meant more damage to the corals, but not always. Parrotfish prefer some species of corals over others. So in regions where those species weren't as common, or where there was less variety of coral species, the damage was less severe. The results may help managers control the parrotfish catch, perhaps improving the health of coral reefs across the Caribbean. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Two men shot by Anchorage police last week in two separate instances each face felony charges, officials say. During a press conference yesterday, APD Captain Amanda Fisher, who heads the department's detective division, provided an update on both shootings. On January 7th, 34-year-old Michael Krishchuk was shot by an Anchorage officer after he allegedly robbed the Daybreak spot in Midtown, according to charging documents. After officers arrived, Fisher says Krishchuk fled while armed with a handgun, as officers commanded him to stop and drop his weapon.
The officer felt that he had no other option but to continue chasing, giving those commands, at which time he took multiple shots at the suspect, who was shot multiple times in the upper body.
Krishchuk was hospitalized after being shot. He was charged with one count of armed robbery, and Fisher says further charges are forthcoming. Fisher confirmed that Krishchuk was wearing an ankle monitor and had recently been released on bail after a separate armed robbery charge. The next day, on January 8th, police shot 38-year-old Trevor Stefano after he opened fire on a Government Hill homeowner. Fisher says Stefano fired several different weapons at the house before police arrived. Fisher says the homeowner was Stefano's previous employer. Fisher says additional charges are expected in Stefano's case as well. Krishchuk and Stefano were the first two people to be shot by Anchorage police this year. Last year, Anchorage officers shot eight people, killing five of them. Kodiak's commercial Tanner crab fishery opened yesterday. The Kodiak Crab Alliance Cooperative, which represents the local fleet, negotiated a different kind of deal this year. The co-op is delivering between 70 and 80% of the total harvest to one processor that offered the best price. Usually, they negotiate with all the processing companies at once for an acceptable price range, and different vessels deliver to different plants. Alaska Pacific Seafoods will pay $5.75 per pound for the lion's share of the guideline harvest level, which is 770,000 pounds between the Kodiak District, and the south side of the Alaska Peninsula. The rest of the crab can be sold as part of the usual agreements between fishermen selling to their respective processors. The dockside price per pound is about $2 more than it was last year, when fishermen harvested 3 million pounds. The crabs being harvested this year are the last part of a massive cohort first observed in 2018 that supported seasons since 2022. Fishermen expect the season to last about a week or less, depending on weather. There are 69 boats registered to fish for Tanner crab this season. Biologists with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game are unsure if there will be enough of a population for a season next year, but will make a decision after the summer trawl survey. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station. Find out how you can include a gift to your public radio station through estate planning. Ask your financial advisor or contact your public radio station to learn more. If you love what you hear on your public radio station, consider becoming a member.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. 50 people experiencing homelessness died on the streets of Anchorage last year. That's two fewer people than a peak in 2023, but far exceeds the number of deaths in the years before that. Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra has more on how the city is responding.
Howard was 61 when he died outside in Anchorage last June. His obituary describes him as welcoming, always smiling, and as an outdoorsman who shared the fish he caught with friends and family. And Corey, he died outside in April at 38. He was a competitive bowler, and loved ones say he'd do whatever it took to help someone in need. 48 others died outdoors in the city last year. Melinda, Lindsay, William, Zachary. Each of the deaths is a serious loss, says David Rittenberg at Catholic Social Services.
Whenever one person passes away, it's tragic for our community, and seeing higher numbers over the last 2 years is definitely concerning.
The people who died last year ranged from 22 years old to 67, according to police reports. Many died in tents. Two died together in a vehicle. The police report said their propane heater was still in the on position. A few died on city trails or on snowbanks. The 50 deaths in 2024 and 52 deaths in 2023 follow years when far fewer people passed away outside. The so-called outdoor deaths are counted by the Anchorage Police Department. It includes everyone who died outside and didn't have a permanent address. But it doesn't include people experiencing homelessness who died inside. Still, Rittenberg says the death toll is one grim measure of how well Anchorage addresses the needs of unsheltered people.
That is usually at the end of a long line of potential missed opportunities to better serve that individual.
And he hopes 2 years of losing so many people prompts change.
We really need to use this to motivate and galvanize the community to come up with solutions.
Lieutenant Danielle Rovat is with the Anchorage Police Department. She says a big factor behind outdoor deaths over the last 2 years was increased shelter instability. Another factor, difficulty accessing health care. Anchorage doesn't have enough behavioral health services or space for people who need substance abuse treatment. And drug overdose deaths are on the rise. Like across Alaska, Rovat says many outdoor deaths last year showed evidence of drug or alcohol use.
At least 5 cases where Narcan was administered. Nearly half of the cases had drug paraphernalia found at the site. 9 cases had alcohol bottles found at the site.
In a written statement, Mayor Suzanne LaFrance said her administration's top priority is reducing unsheltered homelessness. Sheltering everyone in Anchorage is a big challenge, but LaFrance says the city has taken steps to address this issue, including opening a warming shelter this winter. Rittenberg from Catholic Social Services acknowledges the city's work.
Anchorage has been making progress. We have emphasized smaller, scattered shelters that are easier for people to access and that provide a choice for people.
But he says the city needs a permanent, year-round space where anyone can walk in. And there, no matter what's going on in their life, they can find a safe place to sleep. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.
This is Alaska Public Media.
And starting us out here, we have Ella Langley with You Look Like You Love Me. And then Lainey Wilson with Watermelon Moonshine. I gotta try and make my own booze, you know. I should, Doesn't sound too bad. Anyway, after that, we have Dalton and the Sheriffs with Better Than Okay.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint with a few of the guys. This cute little country girl called mine. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer. Gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love. cowboy hat. And you think to yourself, I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like.
up next, we have a little bit of Beyonce with Texas Hold'em. That's a fun card game. Last time I played that, I folded with a pair of tens, and a pair of nines took it. I mean, that's the last time I played. I just walked out. This game's ridiculous, I said. Anyway, up next, after that, we have Burns and Poe with How Long Is Long Enough, and then Christina Cornell with That's the Way It Feels.
This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. Lay our cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado in my city. Surviving, break up kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left, then spin me in the middle, boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't get, come take it to the floor now.
Can't shake this feeling. Stars above, it's such a sweet
that. Who's up next? We have little Jody Messina with Shine. And then Yonder Mountain String Band with Complicated. After that, Trent Tombolson with Angels Like Her.
I didn't like where I was going. Didn't like the path I'd chosen. Stuck going through the motions day after day. Like an old black vinyl record, same sad song, never gets better. Finally pulled myself together and made a change, 'cause I don't wanna spend the rest of my life and wonder why the world passed me by. Myself that I'd be fine. Everyone breaks down sometimes. Now I can say that. Like a road that just keeps going, red sunset over the ocean. Stronger now that light keeps growing inside. I don't wanna spend the rest of my life and wonder why the world passed me by.
Time. sunbeam hit the gym beam and ricocheted off a bottle of Coke. And cut through the still smoldering secondhand night before smoke. The whiskey's half empty, half in me, my enemy and my friend. Well, last night drowned my sorrow, but today is tomorrow again. And when you fall for an angel like her, straight to hell. There's a ring on her forehead on the picture where the bottle said last night. It might look like a halo, but I know it's just a trick of the light. That smile on her face has a way to fool any old fool. Yeah, she came straight from heaven, but I know the devil did too.
That's from George Jones coming right at us with The Love in Your Eyes. And after that, little Chelsea Bain with Rockin' That Trailer. Then Tim McGraw with Something Like That. We're coming up to the top of the hour. That'll just about get us there. But One Day Closer with Jeff Bates just might do it. Here's George Jones.
I've seen the Rockies bloom in the springtime, reflections of scarlet and gold. And I've seen the moonlight dance on the ocean like a silver ballet that unfolds. I've seen the bright lights of old New York City. There's nothing in the world that shines like the love in your eyes, like the love in your eyes. There ain't no diamond that ever has.
Sometimes I wander and lose my direction. Sometimes I go over the line. But it's such a comfort and it's such a blessing to know that you're there all the time. And I feel I'm drifting on a sea of confusion. There's a beacon that always shines. It's the love in your eyes. It's the love in your eyes. Like the love in your eyes. It's the love in your eyes. The love in your
and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line,
and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. The memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Bad things happen to good people, I don't know, but they do. And why is this world full of so much evil and so much pain? I wish I knew. See God, I'm gonna ask Him, but I don't know when that'll be. But I'm one day closer to one day knowing all the answers I've been searching for. My time on earth is getting shorter, and my list of questions keeps on growing. But I'm one day closer to one day knowing. Why is life down here such a struggle? Trouble's all I've ever known. And when I die, will I go to heaven? And will it be like going home? Will my lost loved ones be there waiting? There's no way to know right now, but I'm one day closer to one day knowing all the answers
I've been searching for. My time on earth is getting shorter, and my list of questions keeps on growing. But I'm one day closer to one day knowing how it feels to stand among the angels, and why sometimes they don't intervene. Yeah, I'm one day closer to one day knowing all the answers I've been searching for. My time on earth is getting shorter, and my list of questions keeps on growing. But I'm one day closer to one day knowing.
You know you-